I wanted to share a thought about the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the end of Parashas Shlach. I know I'm a day late, but first of all, what does the word Mekoshesh mean? So, the Gemara has a number of explanations. If you look at Unkelus translates the word Mekoshesh to, in the Aramaic, Megabev. Megabev is to gather. The Mekoshesh Eitzim is like B'nai Yisrael when they were instructed by Paro to gather their own straw for the cement. Vayikoshishu kash lateven. They had to gather the kash, the straw. So mekoshish means to straw it all, get all the straw together. So what he was violating was not cutting down, not harvesting, not chopping wood, as most of the elementary school kids are sent home being taught that he was a wood chopper, but rather, according to Unkelus, he was a gatherer of things that were already on the floor, ma'am, violating the issue of the Lamentas Melachos, a ma'amer. That's Targum Unkelus. If you move your finger a little bit to the side in a Mikros Gedolos, the Targum Yonah's son, Ben Aziel, who's also one of the Tanaim. So Targum Yonah's son says that this Mekoshesh, Itlosh Kisin, Kisin with a Kuf, he was disattaching. He was being tolesh, little pieces of straw, also from the word kash is in pieces of straw, but he was not gathering from the floor, but rather he was cutting them off. He was disattaching them, which is a different one of the Lamentas Melachos, that of Kotzer. And there's yet a third opinion in the Gemara that tells us, the Gemara in Shabbos, it says, in the Mekoshesh Eitzim, his violation was not ma'amer, gathering, was not Kotzer, cutting off from the ground, but rather that he was carrying Dalet Amos b'Rishus HaRabim, because the camp of Machane Yisrael in the Midbar was indeed Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa, and he was carrying for Amos on Shabbos as in his straw, whatever he was doing with the straw, with the wood, that was the issue of carrying. But I wanted to share a beautiful thought that I saw from the Sekelenu Rebbe, the Shir, in his Sefer Shir Ma'on, which is the author of Historis Tshuva. I think he's the Chasam Sofer's great-grandson. The son of the Ksav Sofer, right? The Chasam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, maybe the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, the grandson of the great-grandson of the Chasam Sofer. He says the following. He asks a very simple question. We're taught that this Mekoshesh Eitzim, perhaps he was Tzlafchad, was really doing it with the greatest of intentions. He wanted Klal Yisrael to realize the gravity of Chil Shabbos, and he was willing to put his neck on the line, literally, to be Mechal Shabbos, so that he could be put to death, so that Klal Yisrael will learn how serious and how grave Shabbos is. So in a certain sense, he had a good kavana, called a Chet Lishma. It's not exactly Chet Lishma, but sort of Chet Lishma. He wanted to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. He would be the sacrifice in teaching this very important lesson to Klal Yisrael. So the question is, we have a rule in Chazal that people, Ein Adam Chotei V'lo Lo. People don't do Averas. You do Averas because you want something. You want a chapataivi, you want to get a really good steak that's not kosher while you're inflation, while you're, whatever, I'm sorry, you want to get a good iced coffee while you're inflation. You do something for yourself. People usually don't do Averas. If I want to help somebody, I'll do it, but not in an osudika way. Typically, people don't do Ein Adam Chotei V'lo Lo. People don't do Averas to help somebody else. They do Averis either to help themselves, or they'll do mitzvahs to help other people. You don't do Averis to help other people. So what is this person, whether it's Tzlafchad or not, going out of his way to do an Avera to teach everybody else a lesson? It just doesn't seem like the kind of thing that seems to make sense. So the grandson of the Chasam Sofer says something very fascinating. He says, what was in the thought process of this person, this Mekoshesh Eitzim? Was it to actually gather the wood, or to actually chop the wood because he needed the wood for his fire? Or was it that he actually had to carry the wood, whatever are the three explanations that we gave for the wood, he needed the wood for wherever it was in some other location? No, he was only doing this because he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. So he didn't need the wood. If he didn't need the wood, it was really a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Oh, since it's a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, therefore, he wasn't really doing an Avera on a Doraisa level, right? On a Doraisa level, the Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Pata, let's assume. And therefore, on a Doraisa level, he wasn't really doing an Avera. That's why he did it. Well, what's the obvious question? Yeah, how do you kill him if he wasn't really doing an Avera?
How did he know he was going to be killed? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know he was going to be killed.
No, no, no. He knew he was going to be killed. He didn't know how, which one of the four Misas. They knew there was death. They didn't know which one of the four deaths.
According to
Rabbi Yehuda. Right. Okay, we're going to Rabbi Yehuda now. I don't want to get involved with your point. So it's a psik reisha. So he wasn't thinking of doing anything because he needed the wood. But then why would he kill? Oh, so he says because you could only kill him, of course, if there was a hasra. So the hasra obviously made it clear that he had to make some excuse. He said, I'm doing this wood because I'm chopping or gathering or carrying this wood because I need it for my wood fireplace, or I need it for whatever other reason. So he had to make it clear that he was doing it for a reason, even though really he wasn't. Really, his intention was just to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. So how did Dayanim judge? Dayanim don't judge on what a person has in his heart. They gave him a hasra. Edom saw that he did it. He says he's doing it. He says it was clear from his actions that he's doing it for whatever purpose, even though in his mind, his real motivation was only to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. So therefore, we could answer everything that we were bothered by. On one hand, he was doing it because he had the right intentions. And therefore, really, midaraisa, should he have been chayv misa? No. For real, he shouldn't have been chayv misa because it was machshir tzuch gufa. But the bezin had no choice but to kill him because the Edim gave a hasra, and he did what was, and he was seen and witnessed as violating the Torah. So they had to kill him because that's the Bezdin's job. So you have a person who, on one hand, is being chote, but was he really chote on a Doraisa level? Really, he wasn't. But did the Bezdin have the right to kill him? Of course, they had the right to kill him because that's what they saw. And therefore, you could have your cake and eat it too. We have a person who is being chote. Was he chote for Klal Yisrael? On a Doraisa level, he wasn't really chote. At the same time, Beis Din still had the right and the obligation to kill him. To finish off with one idea that I think when I mentioned this to Yossi Nussbaum last night, he added a very nice cherry on top. Rashi says, on the Mekoshes, with this we'll finish, Rashi says that this parsha is a gnai to Klal Yisrael because they had one Shabbos that they had been given Shabbos just shortly ago and they had already been shomer one Shabbos. And this second Shabbos of Klal Yisrael's keeping Shabbos, he messed up. Klal Yisrael messed up. Why? Because this guy, the Mekosh Jetzim. Let's take a step back. We have a Havtacha that Chazal teaches us that if Klal Yisrael would have kept two Shabbosim, we would have been Zocha to the Geula Shlema immediately. What is this guy? This guy came up with a great, whether it was Slachot or somebody else, he had a great plan. He's going to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. He's going to be Moser Nefesh. He's going to show Klal Yisrael how precious and special Shabbos is. He had great intentions, didn't he? And with his great, wonderful intentions, what did he do? He lost the geula for Klal Yisrael. Sometimes you have great intentions and you have all kinds of cheshbonos. Why are you going to do something that's not right? Why are you going to do something that's wrong? You can have the grandest intentions, but you do something that's wrong. Sometimes you miss up the greater plan of HaKadosh Baruch, so we should do what's right.